causation, there actually has to be relationships to the injury to receive damages or be receive damages, of course. So the causation is if a person fails in a duty of care and someone suffers injury, the wrongful activity must have caused the harm for a tort to have been committed. Two questions to address in determined causation would be, one, or is there causation in fact? What is the relationship? Was the act the proximity cause of the injury? Okay, just as it states. Both questions must be answered in the affirmative. If there is causation, relationship, and there is proximity, they are very closely related, then there is a chance that the plaintiff will recover. You might have read as well the but-for test. But for the defendant's action, this would not have occurred. If you can answer those questions, then you certainly are close to establishing your primary.